in Munegu. You are the executive secretary of SATUC, which is the Southern African Trade Union Coordination Council, and you are attending a conference on the global financial and economic crisis at the headquarters of ITUC Africa in Lomé, Togo. Brother Muneku, what are some of the manifestations of the crisis in the Southern African region?
Thank you very much, Comrade Save. Yes, you are right. I'm here attending this forum on the global financial and economic crisis and its impact on Africa, but more so at looking at the responses in the form of the Global Jobs Pact. Now, coming to Southern Africa, Southern Africa has not been spared by the global economic crisis. As you may be aware, it's one of the regions which is also highly dependent on commodity exports. And some of these in certain countries, they constitute quite a big portion of the country's economic gross domestic product, as well as employment. So the first manifestation of the crisis has been the decline in economic activities, resulting into also declined economic growth, shrinking of industries, close up. I'll give you some examples. For an economy, one of the most worst affected was the Botswana economy, which by and large is dependent on the export of diamonds. And within the crisis, the market for diamond was one of those which slumped. And that meant that the revenues of the government of Botswana also declined, since they could not meet some of their usual expenditure patterns. In fact, they've never recovered from that. They are now talking of downsizing the public service. They've actually put a stop in further recruitment of people in the public sector. So the impact, the manifestation is seen first of all in declined economic activity, secondly in jobs being lost in a number of industries, especially those which are linked to the export of commodity. And of course, it also means less incomes coming into these countries to support their budgets, and hence an impact on the overall impact on the poverty situation, which is still quite high for the region.
Thank you, Brother Muneku. Now, what are the trade union responses to the impact of the crisis, and what are trade unions doing in the Southern African region to implement the Global Jobs Pact?
Thanks again for that. The responses of the trade unions have been varying. Our more organized affiliates such as COSATU have come up with a policy position. And they were also involved in the national framework within the NEDLAC in discussing what should be the government responses to the global jobs, to the global and financial economic crisis. So there has been participation, especially for our affiliates who have the capacity. But we are equally challenged that a number of our affiliates still do not have the capacity to develop positions and respond to that. But that has not kept us to gross over this capacity issue. So at SATUC level, And through our initiative known as the Alternatives to Neoliberal Policies in Southern Africa, ANSA, we have been bringing up issues of the impacts of this economic and financial crisis and what workers are going to expect in terms of the impacts which are coming out of it. So we have been creating this awareness within their members, first of all, to impress, to appreciate the breadth of this situation and what issues they should focus on when discussing with their governments towards finding common solutions to this impact. From at the SADC level, there was a declaration by the SADC ministers of finance and economic planning on the crisis, the financial and economic crisis, which came up with a number of recommendations. And one of those recommendations which we supported was that we should, in as much as possible in our responses, policy responses, maintain the existing job levels and avoid losing jobs. So the jobs and the creation of jobs should be also central in the responses and policies which are going to be, should be formulated by member states of SADC. So yes, we are encouraged by that and we supported that. And that is further augmented now by the current process of developing the SADC decent work framework, which will be the implementation tool of the global jobs market for the region. And I also have to inform you that almost two-thirds of our countries in the SADC region have already completed and finalized their decent work country programs. And at the regional level, we are even late because it's only now that the region is coming up with this framework. And we want to use this framework as a guide into what our affiliates in their respective countries should look at. We want to develop a framework which should have very clear targets and goals and indicators, which should be able to be monitored and evaluated and see what progress is taking place from time to time. So this is one of the things which we've set ourselves to the development of the decent work, the SADC decent work framework, which is a regional program, which will now be able to guide the implementation of the decent work programs at the country level. And these two now become the major tools of implementing or realizing the global jobs work ideas and ideals.
Thank you for that. Now, given that SADC is in place, what about the labor market? Is the labor market in Southern Africa integrated in terms of labor laws, labor policies, and all these things?
This is one of the main objective of coming into a regional group, and for SADC. For SADC, it's a regional economic community, which is, first of all, motivated by the spirit of integrating. So one of the main motivation behind integration is to harmonize, so that you have common programs as a region. So harmonization of policies has been one of the key elements and activity of the SADC as a region. And since its formation, a number of declarations, codes, and protocols have been ratified and passed. And these codes, protocols, and declarations are in themselves an attempt towards harmonization of policy in the region. In the labor market, this is one of the key area of continuous activity for the employment and labor market sector of the SADC. You know, we are the only unique regional economic community which has a tripartite structure within the structures of its organs. So we have the employer, the ministers of employment and labor and social partners meeting yearly at a policy level, at a ministerial level, which then informs the summits of the SADC. Now, one of our key priorities in there is harmonization of labor laws across the region and also labor-related laws. Some of the things which are already been done is, I would point to, first of and foremost, the most important has been the Charter of Fundamental Social Rights within the SADC. This charter sets the basic minimum fundamental rights of citizens of SADC in terms of employment, in terms of education, access to health, in terms of social protections, in terms of discrimination and equality, in terms of freedoms to associate and participate and belong to associations, including trade unions of their own choice. So it gives the, including the protection of incomes. And also, it's in this document that we first of all mentioned the word decent wage. So it's an anchor point. Then we have the code on HIV/AIDS. Then we have the code on social security. Then we have the protocol on the free movement of people, which is not still perfect and which we are asking for a revisit and include all the other things which we think are major gaps in it. Then quite recently, the protocol on gender and development. Now all these inform us towards harmonization. So ratified, those who have ratified the gender protocol are now moving from the previous 30% participation of women to 50%. So it's a 50-50 in the participation, either in decision making and in everything. We are now moving, we have now moved to a 50-50 parity. So, yes, we are going through this. In the transport sector, for instance, in the transport sector now, we have one single license for the whole region. We have a SADC license, which if I obtain it, if I move into Malawi, I don't need to start another driving lesson to get a license for me to be authorized to drive on Malawian roads. One driver's license is a SADC driver's license. You are able to drive throughout. So that's part of the harmony. So in the labor law, in the labor laws, our most priority is to secure the rights, the fundamental rights of the workers. We have also happy that the region now has achieved the 100% ratification of the core labor standards. And our idea is now to push for their domestication. And for pushing for their domestication, the main aim is for harmonization, so that laws are similar. A worker, as we are asking for the free movement of people, workers should be free to move. But a Zambian in Malawi and seeking work, or he's got work, should have the same protection a Malawian worker is accorded to. A worker moving to South Africa from the DRC should have the same protection to his or her rights, like the citizen of South Africa is protected.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Muneku, you've mentioned the Charter of Fundamental Rights. Has that charter been adopted by all the member states of SADC, and is it being implemented effectively?
Yes, the charter has been adopted by all SADC states. It was adopted in 2003. It was not an easy task. It's an initiative which was hatched by the trade unions through the Southern African Trade Union Coordination Council, SATUC. Starting the initiative was started in 1991, and only we managed to have a charter ratified in 2003. So you are talking of about almost close to 12 years. So it's not a very simple and straightforward thing. There was a resistance in the way, and we got it. The advantage is that now we have a charter. Now we have to hold our governments and commit them to its implementation. Yes, I would admit that not so much work has been done towards this. We are good in ratifying, but that does not mean in itself automatically it's practice. But for us, and from in my own belief, the most important thing is that you have an instrument which as labor you can use to hold your governments to their commitments. And that's a legal document. So as SATUC, I've put it as one of the priority in ensuring that, first of all, it is widely disseminated amongst our affiliates and they are rank and file, so that they know as citizens within the SADC, the leadership of SADC, our leaders, our presidents, have committed to protect our certain rights. Then we have to start developing now mechanisms as trade unions on how we monitor implementation, how we evaluate, where we find obstacles, how are we going to get over these obstacles. I admit, as unions, we haven't done enough. And I say this is something which we have again to carry. We have this instrument. We have to take advantage of it. On its own, it will not implement itself. But it requires a force which puts pressure. And that pressure is the one which enables a thing be implemented by those who are the policymakers.
Now, Brother Muneku, my last question. What kind of relationship does SATUC have with ITUC Africa? And what would be the best relationship between these two African regional organizations?
Thanks, Save, again for that. The relationship, first of all, the relationship which exists between SATUC and ITUC Africa is that we share the same affiliates. All of my affiliates are affiliates of ITUC Africa. Maybe except for the National Union of Namibian Workers, but it's a temporary transition, and very soon they should be normalizing their formalities with the ITUC again. So we share the same affiliates. We share the same values. And in sharing these same affiliates and same values, naturally we are coerced to come together and collaborate in our work. With Brother Kwesi, what we have discussed at our political level is to strategically manage our collaboration. So we have an unwritten understanding of closer and collaborative work in our quest to develop our affiliates into stronger and more effective unions which are able to represent their members effectively. So we have now come up with a number of collaborative work. And we have agreed to work together and share our resources, not to duplicate work, but in to see how we can maximize, given our limited resources, the delivery of programs to our affiliates. ITUC Africa is here in Togo. They have affiliates in Southern Africa. Who are my affiliates? I could be a conveyor to deliver some of those programs of ITUC. ITUC does not necessarily have to be in Zambia, in Malawi, in Botswana, in Swaziland, or Lesotho. So we are collaborating in this fashion. We commissioned a joint study on the state of the trade unions in Southern Africa with ITUC Africa. And we are having the conference of SATUC and ITUC Africa on the state of the trade unions in Southern Africa in Gaborone from the 26th to the 27th of October next week. And ITUC is represented. So this is the beginning of this collaboration. We are meeting in Ghana again in November to realign and see how we can coordinate our labor education programs for the whole of the African region. And again, the idea of ITUC is to involve all the sub-regional trade union organizations and see which part each and every one of us could play. So it's what we are going towards to is what I call a collaborative approach, not competition. There's no need for competition among us. We share the same affiliates. So it's collaboration to enhance our delivery to our members, who are the very same federations who are members of SATUC and the ITUC.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.